rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti back at our normal time here on Monday evenings at 6:30 Eastern. Thanks, everyone, for listening to last week's show, our special two-hour show with at the Rhinos rally for the Rock Rally for the Rhinos. Unfortunately, the Rhinos will not be playing next year. They will be on hiatus. We'll talk about that, certainly. But we have so much to talk about tonight. I don't know how we're going to fit. We need 2 hours, but we're not going to have it. So we had breaking news that just hit the wire just about an hour ago. U.S. Soccer President Sunil Gulati will not run for re-election, so it makes the field wide open now. We've got
we have good news about that.
Patea, we're going to have some breaking news on that. We're going to talk about on tonight's show, so be sure to stay tuned at 7 o'clock for some breaking news on the race for the presidency of U.S. Soccer. Of course, we're going to also talk about the Rhinos a little bit. Mr. Sirianni will have some comments on that. And the views expressed by Joe Sirianni are not necessarily those of myself, Andrew Battisti, or WYSL. Or
is it a disclaimer?
It's a disclaimer. I don't know what you're going to say, so I got to be careful. We're going to talk about the MLS Cup Final this Saturday. Toronto FC going for the first ever treble in the history of North American soccer. That will be this Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock at BMO Field. Toronto FC in Seattle in a rematch of last year's final. Dick Howard will be there, of course. Michael Lewis will be there. We'll talk to them tonight about the final. We'll also talk about the World Cup draw. Who's going to be what's the group of death, what's the group of the dead, and what do you think is going to happen in the World Cup? And the final group stage match in the UEFA Champions League this week. Joe, I don't know how we're going to fit it all in, but Mr. Sirianni, our host, is here. And let's get rolling here because we got a lot to talk about.
Andrew, you know what was predicted and really happened? Rochester's again without a soccer team. And professional soccer team, of course, and we were witness to some of the events that were brought by the Dworkins, the family, and certainly the last press conference that we went to, the last rally that we went to, you and I, you know, we were very pleased that there was the room was full, everybody was given the opportunity to speak, including you and I. And certainly, it leaves us with a bitter thoughts in our mouth because we really believe that this community will step forward and prevent the disaster to happen. I really don't know how to express really the thoughts that I have in my heart and in my head, but the only way that I can say is the city of Rochester, where are you guys? Where are all those people that are involved in politics? What are all those people that understand that the stadium, with the Capelli Stadium, brings jobs? 140 jobs going to be gone, you know, because there is no soccer there. Although we understand that the stadium is going to be still run by the Dworkin for at least one more year, and I sympathize with the Dworkin because they try very hard to make that a viable enterprise, but, you know, it's all about money. And the unfairness of the city, you know, not to give them the hotel tax and all the other things that perhaps have prevented you know, the success of the soccer team, meaning by attendance and having, you know, having the perception, you know, that people have that you're going to a dangerous place. You know, it's all baloney, because nothing really has happened over there for the years that we've been going to the stadium, you and I, Andrew, and we've been there right from the beginning. You know, the season tickets holder were there. The night over there, they sold over 50 tickets, and, you know, and still, you know, nobody stepped by. There was nobody in there from the city to see, to lend support and listen to what people were saying. The TV cameras were there, and different stations were there, but they could not capture everything that was said, because there were a lot of people that cried. There was a gentleman over there that we know who he is, and he cried, literally cried, because he was he been going there for all these years, and he said, we're going to be with our professional soccer in Rochester. Soccer Sim was there. All the people that really are material in this city to support soccer were there. And then when you really look at it, what has the city really done? What has really politics really done? I don't believe that the illustrious mayor, you know, that she has not participated in any event at the stadium, to my knowledge. I don't believe that anyone of the subordinate have come to listen. Nobody is really, you know, I know that they had meetings, I know that the working had meetings with them, but nothing became of it.
So, Joe's going to have some wine here, so to get himself back in gear. Let me just say this. I'm not happy about it, obviously. I'm sad that this happened, but there's two cases that I want to mention, everybody. Now, we've mentioned, and other people have mentioned, about Montreal in 1999. They went on hiatus for 1 year, came back, and then within, 10, 15 years, they were in Major League Soccer. There's another case that this happened that people don't remember, probably, was the Rochester Flash, the team that replaced the Rochester Lancers in Rochester at Hollander Stadium. They played in the American Soccer League for two seasons in 81 and 82. They went on hiatus in 1983, came back in 84 in a new league, which is actually called the USL, ironically, but that whole league just went under after 1 year, so they were gone after their one-year hiatus. So you've got a case where it worked out fantastic with Montreal, and you had a case where it didn't work at all in with the Rochester Flash. So, you know, it's going to be up to the Dworkins and the business people that they're associated with to ensure that we have soccer back in Rochester. But if you look at the pie chart that they presented, Joe, and you saw it.
Yes.
The biggest piece of the pie was revenue from the hotel motel tax provided by the city of Rochester. And Pat Erkley was on our show a couple weeks ago and basically said that the Rhinos want to see, or they're proposing that the county raise the tax a point or a half a point to enable the extra money to be available. They're not trying to take money away from the Blue Cross Arena or the Convention Center, but they're trying to get additional monies. Again, that money's not paid for by Rochesterians. It's paid for by people who visit Rochester. So if that money can be obtained, and obviously, it wasn't going to happen, Joe, in 2 weeks. Nothing happens in politics in 2 weeks. It takes months and months and months.
Well, the whole thing, Andrew, that Pat Erkley and that Dworkin, they have expressed, you know, their intent. They have expressed, you know, how they really feel about, you know, the taxes. Now, with all the respect, you know, the leader of the county, it's a soccer person. You know, I know that the mayor of Rochester is not a soccer person, but you know, the county people, there's a lot of people over there that have supported soccer in the past, and there's a lot of people that know all about soccer. I implore them, I ask them, I ask the county to do exactly what you said, in order to subsidize, let's use the word subsidize, with the hotel tax, you know, whoever's going to come back to run a professional soccer team in Rochester.
It's for the soccer team. It's for the facility, because it's a city-owned facility. If no events happen there, that facility, which is worth probably between $30 and $50 million, and it's completely paid for. It's debt-free. There is no ongoing cost to pay for the stadium construction. So this is something that's being used for use of the facility to enable events to come here. So if they want to bring in a concert, say they want to bring in Lady Antebellum, a big country act who's costing, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, you got to pay them up front for their appearance. Then you get money for ticket sales. That's something that money could be used for, Joe.
Well, we got some more that we're going to talk about a little bit later on with this. But one of the things that we want to have our people that are listening to our show stay tuned, because we got something pertaining to soccer and international soccer and national soccer that we want to talk about later.
We got lots of things to talk about. And again, at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about a candidate for the presidency of U.S. Soccer, plus a potential people associated with Rochester Soccer going into the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame. So we'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. Mr. Al Snyder will join us to talk about that. But next up, it's Mr. Zero Dick Howard and the International Report. We'll talk World Cup draw, UEFA Champions League, MLS Cup Final, and one of the most amazing events that I've ever seen happen in soccer that happened yesterday in Italy. We're going to talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. And the number to call is 328-3382 or go to the interactive website, davidolivodmd.com, and Dr. Olivo will be our title sponsor next year as well on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And don't forget, there's a lot of construction around the area on 390, so...
It's getting better.
It is getting. Oh, you're there, Joe. I'm on the city. So give the office a call if you want to come down to the practice and talk to them. We have a consultation. They'll tell you the best way to go based on where you're located. But, Dick, before we get into the World Cup and the MLS Cup Final and UEFA Champions League, I want to play a little clip of something that happened yesterday in Italian soccer, a historic moment for so many reasons. So, Bob, let's play the clip of Benevento against AC Milan yesterday.
Stitch and throw everybody up and keepers up as well. Bones played in. Oh, my goodness, man! Incredible! Brignoli! Would you believe it? Goalkeepers go up every week these days, but they don't score dramatic goals against the 7 times European championships. Outrageous stuff here!
It's their first point, and their goalkeeper is the history man for Benevento! What drama here at the Ciro Figueiredo!
Unbelievable. So Benevento had not gotten a point in Serie A in their first 15 matches. The goalie comes up on the last kick of the game and heads a free kick into the back of the net. And Dick, I want to play it because I know as a goalkeeper yourself, you had a beast.
It's fantastic. And he scored against Donnarumma, who's arguably, you know, it's going to be the next man for the Azurian between the posts. But what a start for Gattuso in his first game as coach of AC Milan. But that's tremendous, you know, and as I say, he'll be able to tell his family the rest of his life, Brignoli, after doing that. Just great.
Dick, I don't believe you ever gone forward and tried to score a goal in your career.
Never. I never fancied my chances that way.
Those were the days when you stay close to the goalpost and don't move away.
But you see it quite often, actually, but in many cases, nothing happens, but that was just... a fantastic finish for Brignoli. Just
unbelievable.
Great.
So they got Benevento gets their first point in Serie A history. Of course, they'll probably be relegated, but that's something Brignoli will never forget that moment. But, Joe, you got to be happy. Juventus beat Napoli.
And he was on loan from Juventus, I believe, Joe.
Unbelievable. And to tell you the truth, Higuain scored the goal. Under a lot of pressure over there to perform. So,
One thing, Joe, that to my mind was a clinic on defending. I thought the defensive display by Juventus was absolutely superb. You know, the covering, the way they closed down space, and they just denied a team that's scoring a lot of goals in their own ground as well. But just a great defensive performance by the Bianconeri.
You're talking about the Italian soccer being, a defensive style of soccer. That was done by the book. And, Allegri, my compliment to Allegri, because he really played the right people, Pedro Cuadrado, at fullback. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
They won that game on the road, too, which is pretty amazing. I mean, it's a great result.
In
so.
Front of an adversary kind of, people on the stadium.
It was a big result, and now there's a big match this weekend. It's Juve and Inter, and that's another top-of-the-table clash. But we'll talk about that in a bit. But, Dick, obviously I watched the World Cup draw, and I'm watching it, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, they're talking about all this collusion between Vladimir Putin and President Trump. I'm sure Vladimir Putin had some influence on the gentlemen who were picking the balls out of the glass bowls, because Russia has got to have the easiest group in the history of the World Cup. And... I'm very sick. The opening match of the World Cup is going to be probably the worst match in the history of opening matches. It's two of the lowest-ranked teams in all of FIFA, Russia and Saudi Arabia. But Putin's got to be happy. Russia will get out of their group, and then they'll get blasted by Spain or Portugal in the round of 16.
No, as you say, a great opening game. But Uruguay, I think, is the team they've got to be concerned about in Group A. And then when you go through the other groups, you've got some interesting matchups, no better than, what is it, Portugal and Spain in Group B, which is going to be a tremendous matchup, given all the stars playing on those two teams.
I was looking for Italy there, but I didn't see it.
Sorry, Joe. What's interesting, though, in groups A and B, you have two Muslim countries in each of those two groups. And those two matches, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Morocco, Iran, are going to be very interesting to watch because there's no love lost between these countries. And it's going to, even though those countries will probably not get through to the round of 16, those matches will be very intense.
Very intense. Passionate fans, and yeah, it'll certainly be ones to watch for atmosphere, that's for sure.
I was hoping beyond all hope that Serbia and Croatia were going to end up in the same group, but it didn't happen. But how is it, Dick, that in the last seven World Cup draws, Argentina and Nigeria have been in the same group five times? How is that possible?
Destiny.
It's amazing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Sure.
But I think when we're looking at groups of death, that's one that could well be the group of death of Argentina, Croatia, Iceland, for the first time, of course, and Nigeria. I think there's going to be some interesting games there because I've said before that Croatia, on their day, can beat anybody. They you know, are one of the teams that are very unpredictable. Iceland, of course, we've seen what they can do. Just ask England. Nigeria, always, you know, African nations can create upsets. That's my group of death anyway.
I think so, too. It's a very tough group. I think also the group F is tough. Germany, Sweden, Mexico, and South Korea is going to be a tough group. Be interesting to see. Mexico, can they play in Russia? Because outside of South America and North America, you know, there's some questions.
They don't
about
usually
well
travel very well, do they, Mexico? But there's so much talent that they've got in their team, and certainly now with Mexican players playing outside of Mexico, it certainly helps the squad. But you're quite right. They don't usually travel very well.
Group G is interesting, too. Belgium and England. And already Conte is saying to the English players, don't go after Eden Hazard and Courtois because they're playing against England in the World Cup. He's trying to save Chelsea there because obviously those two teams are very strong and will be probably 1-2. But England will certainly want to avoid Germany in the round of eight, the quarterfinals, because they are destined to potentially meet. And we know what happens, Dick, when England plays Germany, usually.
It's a war.
We don't need any repetition of that. Just remember 1966.
Sure. Yes, well, that's always, you always mention that, of course. Just as a group H, maybe the most open group, well, I got Japan, Colombia, Poland, and Senegal. I think any two of those four could potentially
Poland,
go.
Poland.
Poland should be very strong.
Yeah.
That's very, depends on where those games are played. If they're played close to the Polish border, they're going to get a lot of support from the Polish fans. And, you know, Lewandowski, obviously, yeah, one of the best players in the world. But we'll talk more, Dick, about the World Cup a little bit when we get closer to it. But it was an interesting presentation. It was good to see Maradona because it was said he wasn't going to be there, but then he ended up showing up. But
it looked very tough, didn't he, Diego? Jeez.
Gordon Banks looked good, though.
Bow tie and everything.
Trouble hearing, though.
But I was delighted to see Pelé in the audience, you know, and yes. I saw a photograph later on with Maradona and Putin in a photograph, which was good. But great to see one of the greats, or the greatest, in attendance.
It was a great event, and of course the World Cup will start in June, and there'll be a lot of coverage and a lot of talk about it, that's for sure. But the UEFA Champions League, Dick, though, is coming to a close, and certainly some big matches. Juventus, Joe, has got a big match coming up with Olympiacos. They need a result there to get to the knockout stage.
Yep, that's for sure. And certainly right now they've got to concentrate on the league thing because, you know, Inter, it's on top of the list, and Juventus is just 4 points away. So, you know, the Italian league is so close that it's unbelievable. From week to week, you can see one team from the have understand it, move up to first. So it's unbelievable how close they are, and they're playing great soccer. Even though I got to tell you that they had an interview last night with Ancelotti, and Ancelotti said everybody wants him to go back to be the coach of the Italian national team, and he said he'd rather be a coach of a team because he wants to have the relationship with the players. And when you're the national team coach, you don't get the player only 1 week. And besides that, he said, you know, and I have to agree with him, that says that the Italian soccer right now is not equal to English soccer, Spanish soccer, because there is no development of great players. There is no great players in Italy and that are playing right now that are like, you know, the players that we had before. So, you know, I in a way, I'm glad that Italy didn't qualify, because they probably would have been out the first on the first first tournament. Okay. So,
We'll see how they go.
Champions League, of course, fans of English football are happy, because there could be, for the first time ever, five English teams going through: Chelsea, Spurs, Manchester City guaranteed their spots, haven't they? And then Liverpool and Manchester United got two home games to win and finish in the top two in the group. So it's good times if they can get the results, and certainly Manchester City are one team that everybody's looking at the present time.
Undefeated, and they play at Shakhtar Donetsk, who needs a win to get in the second, to get a win or a draw to get the second spot. But you mentioned the English teams, Dick. They could, all five of the English teams could win their groups, which is an incredible accomplishment if that happens. And I think it probably will happen. Spurs only needs a point from against Apoel, and they should get that. Manchester's already clinched. Liverpool's at home against Spartak Moscow. They're favored there. Chelsea's at home against Atletico. They just need a point pretty much to qualify or to win their group. And then United should be able to get by CSKA Moscow, I think. So it's good.
Yeah, and I'm also delighted in Group D that Besiktas, with the lone Canadian, Atiba Hutchinson, doing very well in that group and topping it, and also beating Galatasaray, the weekend derby in Istanbul. They look very good in that game as well, and I always look for their results, because Atiba Hutchinson has been one of the great players coming out of Canada in recent years, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And, of course, our good friend Bob Turgut, he's our Turkish soccer correspondent. I know he's very happy that Besiktas is going to be topping Group G. But speaking of Canadian soccer, though, Dick, Toronto FC has a chance to do something that's never been done before, to win the treble of Canadian soccer, I guess you would say, or North American soccer, the league championship, the playoffs, and the cup. They've already won the Canadian Championship Cup. They've won the MLS Supporter Shield, and now this Saturday they're hosting Seattle. What are you hearing from in Toronto? What's the atmosphere like? What do you expect to see on Saturday?
Well, it's starting to get a lot of attention on the media, of course, and everybody's looking at the what's the weather going to be like, because last year when I was there and Michael was there, it was just bitter, and the forecast is for to be down to freezing flurries and 40% chance of precipitation. So it's going to be another cold day at BMO Field, but the atmosphere is going to be unreal, of course. It's a sellout for the last game. It's going to be a sellout for the final. And, you know, it's going to be a very close contest, because they know each other so well. Both teams, I think, are better off than they were last season. Brassford is there with Toronto, and, you know, Seattle have got several players returning from injury and playing in the team, and it's going to be a well-matched game, because both coaches have know each other so well over the years. And as I say, there's lots of concern, of course, because the pressure is on TFC at home to get the result.
They're so good at home, Dick. I think it's going to be a historic day for Toronto. It's been a long time since Toronto has won a soccer championship. I mean, going back to 1976, I believe, was the last one.
Right, with Metro Croatia. But the team has had an outstanding season. It's the best team I've ever seen playing in Toronto over the years. That is for sure. They've got a lot of depth, and they've got some outstanding players. And as I say, if they can handle all the pressure that's gradually gain momentum as the week progresses, it's going to be, I hope, a game where there's goals, because we all remember, you know, the scoreless game last time around after extra time, and Seattle winning on the penalty kicks. Certainly don't want to have that kind of situation happening again, but I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good one.
I just hope they have a great referee to keep everybody under control, because I watched the last game over there, and they killed Jovinko. You know, every time he went for the ball.
They better get Colina out of retirement.
I know.
Dick, speaking of, one more thing I want to mention. Of course, we got some big game. You mentioned the Juve Inter match. Two big derbies this weekend in England. The Merseyside derby, both on Sunday, Liverpool and Everton, and then the Manchester derby for first place, City against United. And Liverpool and Everton were drawn against each other in the FA Cup today, too. So it's got to be a very exciting time in Liverpool for the next
couple of days. It's an interesting situation, but Liverpool have never beaten Everton in a cup tie at Anfield, so whether that will continue, who knows. But certainly two larger-than-life characters with Big Sam and Jurgen Klopp, and then Pep and Jose on the sidelines of the Manchester derby. And again, a lot of people feel that the only team that could stop Manchester City's superb run at the moment is Manchester United. And if De Gea plays as he played at the weekend, you know, talk about clinics. He was just superb, wasn't he, in that game against Arsenal?
Yeah,
14 saves, 30 outshot, 33 shots on goal, and De Gea was the man of the match by far.
Certainly, they've been missing Pogba, though. I believe he's out due to a suspension, so that'll be tough. But we'll see how that match goes. It's going to be exciting. So Sunday, get your DVRs cranked up. If you can't watch the games live, be sure to watch them on tape. It's going to be exciting weekend of soccer. But Dick, thanks so much. We'll be watching the Cup final on Saturday, and hopefully on our next show we can talk about a Toronto FC victory.
It would be great to do that. Yeah. Yep. Thanks, guys. Ciao, Joe.
Ciao, Dick.
Bye-bye, Dick. It's Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm here to take every week on our show. By the way, just a programming note, next week we will be preempted for college basketball. We'll be back in 2 weeks, next on the 18th, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Up next, we're going to talk to Al Schneider. We're going to talk about two former Lancer legends being promoted for entry in the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame and potential addition to the presidency election for U.S. soccer. So that's coming up next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Glacier Ridge Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Glacier Ridge Sports Park is home to a large indoor driving range and golf simulator, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, Rochester Lancers Youth Academy, and the Glacier Ridge Dead Zone. Check us out at GlacierRidgeSportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Oh, Bob, you are the man. The greatest bumper music selector in history. This is you can call me Al from Paul Simon, and we're joined now by a gentleman who certainly is a very big soccer supporter and soccer mover and shaker in Rochester, Al Schneider. And Al is going to be talking about two things, the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame and the U.S. Soccer presidency and potential new candidates. So, Al, thank you for joining us.
Hey, gentlemen, thanks for having me.
Everybody say that Al's appearance brought to you by Edso Scolo and Allstate Insurance, two locations, Country Club Plaza in East Rochester at 12 Corners in Brighton. The website is ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com, Scolo spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. So, Al, would you want to start with the presidency or the Hall of Fame?
Well, let's start with the Hall of Fame. How's that?
Okay, sounds good. So, I know you've been working very hard on two gentlemen who and we've said on the show before, have long since been overdue to be part of the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame for a number of reasons. So tell us about what you're doing with our two gentlemen.
Yeah, and exactly, Andrew. Hey, Joe, how you doing? Rick Card?
I'm good.
It started a month or so ago, and you guys know, too, the history of the Lancers. And Charlie and Carlos Militieri and the accomplishments that they did during that time. And it's like, how come these two are not in the U.S. Soccer National Hall of Fame? I mean, there are those who have done less, accomplished less than both Charlie and Carlos, and they're in the Hall of Fame. So I put that in writing. I wrote off to Dan Flynn, the CEO, Secretary General there at U.S. Soccer, and I went to see where it would go. I just laid it out there, and sure enough, he wrote back. And as a result of that letter, Charlie is still on the builder's ballot. They call it the builder's ballot, people who influenced the game of soccer in America in the executive branch, the managerial, what have you. And then there's the veterans players ballot. And Carlos had been on the mouse, had been on that ballot before till 2009. But after 8 tries, he didn't get any votes, so you get removed. It's their policy. But you can be reinstated or renominated, by somebody nominating them again, or an organization renominating them, whatever. Anyway, U.S. Soccer took my letter and used that to put Carlos back on the veterans players ballot for the class of 2019.
That's great news.
So, for selection.
Look, starting with Carlos, Carlos is the only man to win the NASL MVP award twice. 1970 and 1971. Pelé, Beckenbauer, Quinalia, Cruyff, all those legends of the game didn't do it, but Carlos did. And he's also played for our U.S. national team and was the leading scorer in the NASL for two seasons as well. He has long overdue to be in the Hall of
Fame. Double-double. They call it the double-double,
yep.
Right?
Exactly.
League MVP, okay, and league leading scorer. Not only 1 year, but 2 years.
In a row.
But not only 2 years, two consecutive years he did
right
in the NASL.
Absolutely. And we are certainly
that's astonishing.
And I think the same thing with Charlie. Charlie, if it wasn't for Charlie Schiano We may not even have a show right now. There wouldn't be soccer in the United States as it is today without Charlie Sciano, because he's the person who saved the North American Soccer League in 1970 when he brought the Lancers and the Washington Darts over from the American Soccer League. It's all written in Clive Toy's book, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. That's where we got the name of our show.
Right.
And without Charlie and Pat Danolfo, again, there wouldn't be soccer as we know it. And
let me just say this. Let me add my... Because I've been involved with Charlie and the Lancer right from the beginning, Charlie Sciano has been always a visionary. Some people didn't like it because his vision was for the future, and he made it when the American Soccer League was a disaster. He ran for the presidency and he won and reorganized the league. Then, just like you mentioned a little while ago. He and Pat Danolfo were the key to bring Rochester and save the North American Soccer League at that time. Now we're in a new dilemma, okay? If you look at the Rochester soccer, like we talked at the first part of the show, Rochester soccer, the city that everybody envied, everybody came over here to learn from the Lancer and from the Rhinos because we were doing so well. All of a sudden, the Lancers are no longer here, the Rhinos are no longer here. And the opponents or the people that know how to do it, now they got their team is still living and prospering in other city. I am of the opinion right now that, Elle and I have been working hard to get Charlie Sciano.
Okay, this is a big announcement, ladies and gentlemen, that you're hearing your
drum
first
roll,
here on Soccer is a Kick. Yeah, I don't know if there's a drum roll, but Bob has one. Okay, there's a drum roll.
Elle and I have been working very hard to put Charlie's name to become president of the American Soccer League.
No, president of U.S. Soccer.
U.S. Soccer League.
No, U.S. Soccer, not U.S. Soccer League.
No, U.S. Soccer.
What Sunil Gulati just said he's not going to run for again.
Okay, so
we're working to get Charlie Sciano's name on the ballot for the presidency of U.S. Soccer.
Okay.
There you go. That's it, exactly.
Okay. Al, what is it that is being done to make that happen? Because it's not just somebody calling U.S. Soccer saying, I want to be president.
Right. You have to look. A lot of people don't know about Charlie's credentials, and Joe, you and Andrew, and knowing Charlie over the years, I've learned of it. Charlie was like one of the pioneers. One of the pioneers of U.S. soccer, going all the way back to the NASL. If Charlie and the Lancers would not have joined the NASL, there would never have been a Pelé playing in for the New York Cosmos. Okay, the Lancers saved the NASL from going out.
That's
right. Lamar Hunt came here personally and courted Charlie and the Lancers to join the NASL.
That's right.
Okay.
And Charlie was also.
Now, on top of that,
go ahead.
Charlie was parliamentarian
yep.
of the owners' meetings for like 8 years.
Of
they
the North American
Charlie
Soccer
so
League.
Much, of the North American Soccer League. He chaired all the owners' meetings during those years.
Those are some of the biggest money people in the country were in these meetings. Warner Communications owned the Cosmos. Lamar Hunt was there. You had Bob Crowell, all these guys who were the money men behind the NASL teams.
Multimillionaires.
Billionaires. Charlie kept them in line.
Exactly. That tells you the quality and the experience of this man, okay? And this is the kind of quality and experience that we need, in U.S. soccer today to pull it out of its abyss, okay? And, the issue comes up about age, and we're not ignorant of that, okay? But with age comes wisdom. Okay, this is, age isn't an issue. Charlie still practices law. What has that got to do with it?
Absolutely.
I mean, he has the experience to bring U.S. soccer to a new level.
So, Al, what is it that you're doing specifically to get Charlie on the ballot? What are the steps that you're taking, and how much time do we have left to make this happen?
Okay. The issue right now is there's a deadline, December 12th, a week from, what is it? When's the 12th?
Wednesday.
a week, next
Tuesday.
Week, right?
Week from Tuesday.
Tuesday, excuse me. All right, December 12th, there's a deadline. You have to, each candidate has to get 3 letters of support from any of the U.S. soccer organizational members, okay? So, like, the USL is an organizational member, MLS, U.S. Youth Soccer. These are all, there's like 180 of these organizations. Excuse me. So, we're in the process. We're working to get to secure 3 letters of support by December 12th and submit it to U.S. Soccer. That will qualify Charlie as an official candidate for the president of U.S. Soccer.
Okay, that's it. So, Charlie, so there's a, so some work to do here. It's not official yet, but we are. I know you were working very hard, Al, to make this happen, and Charlie and everybody associated with this effort. And I think it would be. I've known Charlie a long time, and I think there's no more knowledgeable person in many respects about soccer, about the law, about how to run and organize. I mean, he was also, of course, a member of Rochester City Council. That's where he got his nickname, Lonesome Charlie Luciano,
right.
Because
yep.
he was the only Republican
right.
in the city council. So
right.
his
exactly.
level of experience would go up against anybody that's running in U.S. soccer. Nothing against the other candidates. There's plenty of viable and diverse candidates. I mean, everybody from other lawyers to the woman who's running the SUM marketing for MLS is now throwing her hat in the ring. Eric Winalda, Kyle Martino, former U.S. internationals. So it's
right.
it's a wide open field now that Sunil Gulati is not running.
And
so.
who has the most experience?
Down, right?
Exactly.
Go ahead, Al.
No, I'm just saying today I just saw the announcement. You know, recently Sunil Gulati is not running.
Right. Okay? Exactly.
So it's wide open. It's a wide open. A game right now.
So we are working very hard to get those 3 letter of recommendation, L and I, and we have a work cut out, of course, but we have the lead with North American Soccer League people. We have the lead with other people that I'm not at liberty to mention right now.
Don't say it here.
No. So that.
Yeah, we're having, Charlie, we're having some discussions with the North American Soccer League. You know the situation going on there between U.S. Soccer and the NASL, of course, I'm sure, right? The
court.
Yeah.
Michael's going to give us the latest on that in the next segment.
Okay.
So,
we've got
to let you know. Go ahead.
Oh, just real quick, we told NASL, Commissioner Segal, that if Charlie becomes president of U.S. Soccer, the NASL will have an ally in the office. Not an enemy. So
interesting.
We got our work cut out.
Well, Al, thank you so much for all you're doing to promote Charlie for the U.S. presidency and also Charlie and Carlos for the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame. And we appreciate all you do to support soccer in this area.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for your work.
Thank you, Al. Al Schneider here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, if you're just joining us, we're working very hard to nominate Charlie Schiano, the former owner of the Rochester Lancers, president of the American Soccer League, parliamentarian of the NASL, as a candidate for the presidency of U.S. Soccer. So we'll see what happens. Up next, it's the U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Right outside my door. All these things and more.
All these things.
Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love.
Oh, yeah.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda. Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm gonna lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com for all of your Christmas shopping. Top Notch Monogramming, if you're a soccer person, you want to get Lancers gear, you want to get U.S. soccer gear, go to Top Notch Monogramming. And, of course, if you want embroidered shirts for your business or
your
something
school.
Special, your school, for sporting events, you want bags embroidered, anything like that, give Tony and Michelle a call at Top Notch Monogramming and tell them that you heard about this, their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. They are top notch. And, Michael, boy, we're breaking the news here on this whole business with the U.S. soccer presidency and, you know, Sunil Gulati not running and potentially Charlie Sciano throwing his hat in the ring to be president of U.S. soccer. I mean, you've known Charlie a long time, Michael. What are your thoughts?
About Sunil or Charlie?
Both, I guess.
Well, first of all, Charlie's going to need recommendations or nominations from three state associations,
right.
And he'll need it by December the 12th, which is literally right around the corner, so within a week. So just to get his name officially on the ballot, he's going to have to do that. And I don't know how much work he has done behind the scenes to do that, but if he is in position, anything can happen, I guess. The Sunil... It's a real situation. I think we saw it coming from last night's report by Jeff Carlisle of ESPN FC, saying that the president of SUM was ready to run for U.S. soccer if Sunil was not going to run. And we'll see what happens with that. I'm not surprised that it did happen. Because if Sunil Gulati was going to run, I think he would have announced it well before this. And I think behind the scenes, he was just trying to gauge what type of support he had. And I don't think it was coming out the way he wanted it to. I can't tell you how much support he had or didn't have, but I don't think Sunil wanted to run for re-election and lose. I don't think he wanted to do that. The better way for him was to step out of the race, which he did. And now, it's a wide-open race. Your guess is as good as mine. Who will be the next president of U.S. soccer?
Well, we're certainly hoping. I mean, Charlie and Al Snyder have been working for a number of weeks now to get these letters and recommendation in place. But as you mentioned, the head of the Soccer United Marketing president is running, and her name is Kathy Carter, and that throws it, and I'm not being sexist here, But that throws a different dynamic into this race, and I think she is going to be the – if she does run, she's going to be the odds-on favorite, because I think there's going to be a push to have a woman run U.S. soccer, especially with the situation with the U.S. women's national team and the equal pay fight that they're in. I think that's going to be something – she's going to be very hard to beat if that's the case.
That's an interesting supposition. There might be some people out there that might look at her as coming from some, which has a contract with U.S. Soccer and MLS, and that could be considered types of conflicts of interest by some people. I'm not saying it is necessarily. It doesn't look too good in that regard, because how do you make a decision on something with her own company dealing with U.S. Soccer and MLS? I guess we'll just see what's going to happen. My gut feeling is, and this is just a gut feeling, there are going to be the seven candidates who have declared their intention to run. There are going to be, between now and February, there are going to be one or two or maybe even three people dropping out. I think that's what generally happens on something like this. I just don't see all seven being on the ballot come February 10th.
Well, the other candidates are Carlos Cordeiro, who is the vice president of U.S. Soccer, and there was a bit of a split there between Sunil Gulati and Cordeiro for his actually getting into the race, because there was a potential, again, that Sunil was going to run himself, but obviously that's not happening now. Kyle Martino, Eric Rinaldo, Paul Caligiuri, all former U.S. internationals, are running. Steve Gans, who's a Boston attorney who's working with the premiership. Mike Winograd, who is a former professional from Israel. I don't know too much about him, Michael. And then Paul Lapointe, who is a longtime soccer administrator. So, and then hopefully Mr. Schiano will be the other person who will get into the race. So we're going to know something probably within the next, week or so as to the final list, and then February is the balloting, and so it's going to be very interesting. But Joe, I know we have to mention about the MLS Cup, because Michael, you're going to be there, right? I assume.
Yes, I will.
And Michael Lewis, the only journalist to cover all MLS Cup finals. There's no one else, and we've got him right here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And another chilly trip to Toronto. You get to make sure spend some time with Dick. But what do you think? You think Toronto's going to pull off the treble, which has never been done before in North American soccer?
I'm hoping it's going to be a memorable game, a better game than last year. Right now, if you take a look at the forms of both teams, Seattle is in better form. They are the best team in the league. That doesn't always mean the best team wins on championship day. Last year, Toronto was the better team. Seattle didn't take a shot at all on goal, and they won in a shootout. So sometimes you just flip a coin or it becomes a crapshoot. But if you're going by tradition, and tradition is a team that's in form, Seattle, having won there last year, or at least survived there last year, and being in form, they have to be considered the favorites going into the match.
Yeah, but they're playing in Toronto, Mike, so that's a plus for Toronto, I would think, with the support of the people.
Yeah, Toronto, they showed a lot of grit. Josie Altidore definitely did last week after hobbling around on his ankle. I'm not saying they're out of it, but they're going to have to, I think, raise their game against Seattle. I know that Greg Vanney, the Toronto coach, said, hey, we've been through more difficult games than Seattle has out in the West. And that could very well be true, because the East was the more difficult of the two conferences this year. It'll all come out on the field. And like I said, I'm just praying in the long run. I don't care who wins. I want to see a good game. I want to have people forget about last year's game. Someone scoring the winning goal in the 88th minute, please do something.
I'll take somebody like scoring a goal at this point.
Maybe we'll have a goalie score the goal.
Yeah, just like Benevento, right? You never know. Michael, have a good trip to Toronto, and say hello to Dick for us. Hope you guys enjoy the match. I'll be watching it on TV in the warmth of my house. So.
And dressed warm.
Yes, definitely.
We'll be in the press box, in the warmth of the press box. But I'm bringing up my thermal gloves. I don't trust cold weather this time of the year north of the border.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ciao, Mike.
And I thank Al Schneider also for joining us on the show tonight. As I mentioned, next week we'll be preempted for college basketball. We'll be back on the air on December 18th for our next Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo doing everything at WISL to put this show on the air. Thank you, Bob. Be with us on the 18th for next edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Bueno, not that.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.